Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
Hello, my name is Brandon. I'm here at the Wolfner Volunteer Luncheon, and I'm here with Carol Patterson, one of our volunteers, and I just thought I'd say hi and let Carolyn introduce herself to you.
Hello, my name is Carolyn Patterson. I read on Mondays in the afternoon. I really love doing this. I was introduced to reading by Rita Lynch, my friend Rita Lynch. She does a lot of brailing for the children's books, and she thought I had a good voice, so I tried out and started reading. I've been doing this about maybe 3.5 to 4 years, and I enjoy it. My favorite book I've done so far is If Catfish Could Fly.
If Catfish Could Fly. Well, I'm not sure what would happen if catfish could fly around here.
could be interesting.
It would be. Well, and so you've been doing this for 3.5 years. About how many books have you done, do you think, if you an estimate?
I've done some documentary books, some Civil War books. That's my favorite, is History of Civil War. And I've done some just reader books, I guess. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
And then I've done, I'm doing right now the 5 series books on the Look of Fair Ladies.
Okay.
So I've been doing that. We're about to finish up the last book on that. And so that's interesting.
Well, that sounds fun. So before coming here, did you do anything like this at all?
No.
That you could draw experience from?
No, actually. The only thing I've done before was read to my kids, and they laughed when I read a Dr. Seuss book, and I just loved it.
I think that's perfect experience.
Yeah, but I don't do any other reading for anything else. No. Okay. Oh, I did do read at church. I did, the Gospels and epistles and stuff at the Catholic Church. I did that for a few years.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you, and I hope you enjoy the luncheon, and hopefully we get a time we can sit down and talk a little longer for the podcast.
Very
but this
good.
Is really fun.
Yeah.
I miss seeing Rita walk around. I moved. She used to live like a block from me.
And she's
so
still
see
there.
Her and her, yeah, I know. I'd see her and her helper walk her dogs, but I don't live over there anymore, so I don't get to see her.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. But she is here today.
Yeah, she is. I'll have to say hi.
Hi, I'm Chris Cowan with the Wolfner Recording Studio, and I'm here today with Laramie Thompson, one of our volunteers, and we're going to discuss a little about narration and stuff like that with her today. So, Laramie, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Well, let's see. I taught English for 127 years in both Minnesota and Jefferson City, and have been involved in theater. And I remember when we'd take long trips, we'd always go out to Colorado every summer to see my in-laws. We would get books on tape in the car and listen to them. And I thought, I'd like to do that someday, but thinking it was all, you know, celebrities doing this. And then I found out about Wolfner and thought, as soon as I retired, I thought, I'm going to go see if I can do that.
All right. Well, that actually answers one of my questions as to what brought you to Wolfner. Now, how long have you been volunteering with us?
My husband and I started in 2008. And I came in, Deborah Stroop was the coordinator at that time. And she had me do a test. And she stopped me halfway through and said, okay, she said, I think this will be great. She said, now I need to find a monitor for you. And I said, oh, my husband will monitor. He didn't know that at the time, but he came in and he was familiar with a lot of the equipment. So we worked together until he passed away. And then luckily I've got Marilyn Dicknight now as my monitor.
That's like how you voluntold him.
Good word, voluntold. I like that.
My wife voluntells me a lot.
Does she? I know several people. I'm going to have to throw that word their way.
Can you tell us a little bit about narration?
Narration to me is telling a story. And sometimes I have different ideas for what words would work, but I have to go back and use the author's words, which is the hardest part for me. But there's a story there, and of course you guys set up the book, so male narrators, female narrators. And right now I'm doing one about a 12-year-old girl who is a runaway. And this girl is much older than 12, really, through everything she's gone through. But I think my job is to tell the story and make the characters unique and real. I have to take notes when I prepare the book because sometimes there's lots of characters and I want each one to have a little bit different voice.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's if people keep up with the monitoring, it's easy. But sometimes you get a book that it's come back for its second reading after several years. And that's very difficult. But my job is to bring the story alive.
Okay. And what would you say would be the biggest challenge for narration?
Foreign languages. luckily, I have a friend who has spoken French for many years. And so I'll say, okay, Suzanne, how do you say this word? And I will write it down phonetically. And there are, of course, sources to go to where they'll speak, but some of them aren't reliable. You have to be careful which ones you use. And I read one book that was kind of a fantasy book, and the language was totally made up.
So you can say it however you want.
Right, but the right way each time, which is the hard part. But for me, that's the hardest.
Okay.
Is foreign languages.
All right. And do you have any favorite genres that you prefer to read? Or
I like young adult fiction. I taught ninth grade for many years, so sometimes the language is not what I would say, but I've heard it from young people. So so many of them are, you know, about dysfunctional families and things like that. And there's emotion involved there too. I prefer to do fiction. I don't read a lot of nonfiction, but biographies sometimes. So, not a big fan of, I can't say not a big fan of anything because I like to read anything.
Yeah.
So favorites, I don't know. It depends on the author. Some authors are so good at conveying the mood and the whole idea. And others, they just write books.
Yeah, I know you've done quite a few of those paperback mystery novels with the recipes added into them. And
oh, yes. And I think I've done almost all of the what's her name? Elaine Vieth books.
Yeah.
She's originally from St. Louis, and she has two different series. And it's interesting. I like the humor mixed with the mystery. That's fun.
And out of all the books that you've read for us, do you have a favorite?
I have a couple. I loved The Moonflower Vine, or I think doesn't have the in it, Moonflower Vine, and I cannot remember the author right now, but she only wrote one book. I liked the Jean Carnahan books. And as my husband and I told Deborah once when we were reading a certain book which we did not like, that was the only one that we did not enjoy doing. But yeah, there are so many good books out there.
Well, I won't ask you if you've had one that you've absolutely hated. So.
Good. Good, because I wouldn't tell you.
Well, that's really all about about all the questions that I have for you today.
Okay.
I'd just like to thank you for coming in, sitting down with us, and talking about what you do here.
Okay. I enjoy coming here so much because it's one of the few places where I volunteer where I don't have to get a substitute if I'm gone. And you guys are just so, so good to work with. It's I don't consider it a job. It's a fun, a journey.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Brandon Kimpf. I'm back at the Wolfner Volunteer Luncheon. And with me right now is Carolyn Ward, one of our wonderful volunteers. And Carolyn, why don't you say hi to everyone and kind of just give a little introduction.
Hello. I've been doing this since probably before COVID. I don't even know.
Pre-COVID is what we'll just call it.
Right. And I am a reader and a monitor and a reviewer as well.
So you just do a little bit of everything.
Yes.
So no wonder things get a little jumbled for
you. Yeah, I do.
So you've been here, so we'll call it over, 6 years now?
Yeah, probably at least. Yeah.
And you've done numerous books, so many that you can't remember. But
I can't remember the names, yeah.
So what kind of books are your favorites to kind of read, as far as reading for the volunteer stuff?
Yeah. I like kind of some with humor in them, adventure-y kind of things. I like a good story.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of nonfiction as well.
Okay.
And they're fine. I mean, they're easier to read because I don't make voices or anything. But I like kind of the fun ones that are maybe a little bit goofy or
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you do a little bit of everything. You read, you monitor, and you edit, I guess, basically kind of everything. So what's your favorite part of the process? Is it the reading?
I think it's the reading, but it's really weird because in general I don't do well on computers.
Okay.
But I love to, review and take out sounds, and if someone pops their pee, I can take it out and make this spacing correct, and it's just so fun to kind of clean it up.
Yeah.
And I get to listen to a lot more books that way.
Absolutely, yes. So what kind of, background-wise, did you do anything like this prior to coming and volunteering here, or was this just we'll see what happens?
Yeah, just we'll see what happens. I love books on tape or CD myself.
Yeah.
And I can do things while I'm listening, and so I absolutely love it. I was always a big reader, and so I thought this was sort of a perfect thing to do. I've read to my kids for many years.
Yeah.
And was lector in church. And so I thought, well, let's try this. And I just love it.
That sounds perfect. Well, we thank you for coming in and volunteering your time with us. And I hope you enjoy the luncheon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It seemed like it would never come, but summer is finally here, and some of our staff have shared some of their favorite summer reads with you. These titles can all be obtained by downloading them from Bard or by contacting your reader advisor. The Stand by Stephen King, DB012942. A Superflu, an experimental virus that can kill every conceivable type of antibody the human organism can muster against it, hits the United States and the world, rapidly wiping out the whole of civilization, except for the one half of 1% who are immune. A spine-chilling moral fantasy. Some strong language and some explicit descriptions of sex. Portrait of a Thief by Grace D. Lee, DB107563. Will Chen is the seemingly perfect senior at Harvard, but when a mysterious Chinese benefactor reaches out with an impossible and illegal job offer, Will can't resist the temptation to lead a crew to steal back 5 priceless sculptures looted from Beijing 500 years ago. He and his crew all have their own reasons for participating. Unrated. The Princess Bride by William Goldman, DB010903. The loveliest woman in the world is in love with the most perfect man. The course of this true love is interrupted by the wicked Prince Humperdinck, who covets her for himself. A gentle but sophisticated spoof of the old-fashioned fairy tales. The Last Unicorn by Peter S. Beagle, DB 040903. A beautiful white unicorn worries that she is the last of her species, and so sets out in search of any surviving relatives. Accompanied by a second-rate magician and a sad, thin woman, the unicorn has fairy tale adventures and finds her family enslaved by a wicked king. White Trash River Boys, Casting About for the Meaning of Life, by Fred J. Fisher, DBC 06097. Fred J. Fisher and five of his closest friends take an annual float trip on a Missouri stream. This is a collection of stories about their adventures, floating and camping, their friendship, and enjoyment of spending time together in the outdoors. Again, all these titles can be obtained directly by downloading them from Bard, or by contacting your reader advisor. Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library Podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free in-state at 1-800-392-2614. Out-of-state callers may reach us at 573-751-8720. By email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner.